Thank you for calling the Lastrop Village Hotel and
Courtyard Bar. Thanks for waiting. We'll be with you shortly. At the Lastrop Village Hotel, we understand that planning a meeting can be stressful. That's why we make planning an event as easy as possible. With 19 flexible meeting and conference spaces, a range of business services and a dedicated team on hand to help, your day will run like clockwork. Ask to find out more from our events team today. Relax and rejuvenate during your stay with us by taking advantage of our in-house sports and leisure facilities. You could work up a sweat in the gym, enjoy a few laps of the indoor heated pool, or unwind in the sauna or jacuzzi after an invigorating massage. So treat yourself and make a booking with our spa team.
Reception, Sophie speaking, how may I help?
Sophie, should I do Stephen Parkinson, please?
Yep, who is it that's calling?
Tyler from Vodafone, spoke to him earlier.
No problem.
Our stunning hotel offers the ideal backdrop to a celebration of any size, from the small and intimate halfpenny suite to the glorious elegance of the Pennine suite. We're happy to help with civil ceremonies or religious services for all faiths, and can tailor your day just the way you want it to ensure an unforgettable wedding. Why not?
Hello.
Hey, Stephen, it's Tyler from Vodafone. How you doing?
You all right? Yeah, I'm all right.
Jolly good. This is much better line this time. Thanks for...
It's where I was with her.
I'm not sure what was going on earlier, but there you go. So I did manage to catch the gist, a bit of what you're saying. You're looking into a backup lease line. Is this going to be a new requirement for you guys? You currently don't have a backup line?
Currently don't have a backup line, yeah. So it's something we investigated previously. We looked at Vodafone, but then at one stage, our owners do have a preferential agreement, we self, I believe. But then we got told we don't do business and it weren't possible. So we just didn't really understand that. And then basically confirmed whether it would be possible for business of where we are. Emerson is the owners, and they do a lot of work because they do a lot of houses as well. So they do a lot of supply. And I think the Virgin's in at the bottom of our drive for the new houses that they put there a couple of years ago as well. But yeah, it's backup, failover, future proofing, just to see when whether it is possible. Because the other concern is if it's coming in via the same entry point.
Yeah.
It's pointless, basically, into effect, because it's going to blow up.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I was going to ask, who do you go to at the moment for your primary line?
I knew you asked that before, and I completely forgot before. we changed it last year. I want to say BT, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably is. Most of the time I deal with these other BT or Talk these days. And that contract, is that something that's up soon as well? Just so I've got an idea of what you're currently...
No, I think it was only done... RFP and players, lease plan maintenance. I think it was only done last year, and I think that's a five lease plan. Yeah, I think that was only done last year, probably 3 years, I think it were.
I was going to say at least 3 years, wasn't it? 27. Yeah. All right, cool. And this is a project for right now or for January?
Probably next year, yeah. It's something we have a look for budgeting. Budgets are going in currently, and it's just to see, one, whether it's a possibility and also cost, and one, if they actually want to do it. But it's been flagged a few times, so it's just kind of putting it back on the radar to see what can currently be done rather than just running the risk.
You might not know, what's the speed on your primary line?
It's a gig over gig, but it's running probably about 30 to 50 megabytes.
Cool. And on the backup line, would that be more like just 100 meg or 200?
Yeah, probably 100. It's something just so at least we can either update socials and website and still have some communication.
Yeah, so you're not completely under siege.
Yeah, because the Wi-Fi as well, you see, it runs the Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. And so this provides the whole hotel,
yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So all the access points will go to that line if the main one fails. Okie doke, cool. Well, look, I've got you yourselves. Is it about the 200 employees?
Yeah, a bit more. It's about 250 a minute.
Okay, cool. So I had an estimate down of sort of 200 to 250.
Yeah,
so
but they don't all work, and again, it's all a lot of that's it's the food and beverage, so they're not actually at the physical computer. We've got about 50. Well, it's probably more than that. It's probably about 50, 60 active users, but again, that's different times of day and things like that.
Yeah, and then, okay, sure. So, yeah, so you're looking at about sort of the 200 to 250 mark, that's fine. And just I take it it's just the one site, is it? You haven't got anything else?
Yeah, no.
Yep. Postcode for that, I have Bravo Lima 79 Papa Zulu.
That's it.
Cool. Right, what I'm going to do, I'll have one of our connectivity specialists reach out in a few weeks. We do these over Teams. We can come out on site, give you a kind of demo in person as well. If I just have one of our specialists touch base a week from now, how does, if I said about 1 p.m, is that all right generally?
Yeah, that's currently fine, that.
Okie doke, cool. That's fine. Okay, cool. Do you have a direct number we can catch you on as well?
Yeah, it's 01204-873-698.
Yep. Splendid. Cool. So we'll probably follow up over Teams then. The thing is, we've got a couple of specialists around this afternoon, so it could be that I could have someone touch base you in maybe about half an hour or so as well. I just need to see if what their availability is like. That way, at least you've got something from us. Cool. You're the IT manager, aren't you, Stephen?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Fantastic. I've just shot you over an email. Have you seen it dropping on your side?
Not yet, because I'm currently laminating. Sorry, no, my phone.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I check it. Cool, yeah, I was just checking with my colleague, and actually, yeah, I've got someone available that'll just be able to have a quick chat with you now, if you like, and then at least it's sewn up for us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool, thanks, yeah, just bear with while I bring them on the call. Basically, what will happen is I'll just transfer them in, I'll give them a quick recap of what we were just discussing, and then you've got that to hand, and they can generate something for you. Alright, cool. Alright, just going to bring them in now, let them go quiet, but I'm still here, alright?
Yeah, okay.
Cool, thank you, cheers.
We're connecting you now.
Thank you for calling Vodafone. My name is Gaurav from Business Sales.
Hi, Gaurav. Hello. Hi there. I've got Stephen on the line from Last Drop Village Hotel. He's interested in a backup lease line for at least 100 meg. It's a project for January. Is that okay for bringing him now?
Yeah, no problems at all, pal.
Cool, thank you. Hey, Stephen, you still there?
Yeah.
Hiya. So you've got Gaurav on the line now. He's my colleague that I'll leave you to have a conversation with. Like I said, for his benefit, just going to recap what we're talking about. You're the IT manager there. You've got about sort of 240 to 250 employees in total. We were just talking about you're interested in a backup line. Your primary line, you think, is for BT at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. And the primary line's a gig over a gig. Backup line, you're looking more like 100 meg, just so if the primary line goes down, you've got a bit of coverage. All the access points in the hotel will be going to that if the backup line is required. So any Wi-Fi, et cetera, Gaurav will be going to that line.
Okay.
Cool, that said, project for January, really. So, yeah, be good to generate some stuff. Is that okay if I leave that with you two to have a chat and get acquainted?
Yeah.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, Gaurav.
Hi, is this Stephen?
It is.
Hi, yeah, good morning.